Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules amending WAC 308.30.020 definitions, WAC 308.30.030 application process for notary public commission, WAC 308.30.040 approval or denial of application, WAC 308.30.050 terms of commission, WAC 308.30.150 completion of electronic notarial certificate, WAC 308.20.200 format of journals of notarial acts, WAC 308.30.220 fees for notarial acts, WAC 308.30.270 termination of suspension of commission or endorsement, and adding new sections, WAC 308.30.290 authorized remote notarial acts, and WAC 308.30.300 standards for technology identity proofing, WAC 308.30.310 standards for communication technology, WAC 308.30.320 certificate of notarial act for remote notarial acts, and WAC 308.30.330 retention of audiovisual recordings and repositories. This hearing is being held via telephone at 1:30 p.m. on February 9th, 2021. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 21-02-067, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on January 5th, 2021. Copies of the proposed rules are available at https://www.dol.wa.gov/business/notary/NLAWS.html. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is being proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 4245250. My name is Ellis Sterrett, and my title is Rules and Policy Manager. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. J.R. Richards, Administrator, Michael George, Assistant Administrator, Lynn Briscoe, Assistant Administrator, Dee Sharp, Program Manager, Jeannie Lockhart, Licensing Services Manager, Jean Marie Arson, Professional Licensing Manager, Kelsey Hood, Policy and Legislative Analyst, and Damon Monroe, Agency Rules Coordinator. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the sign-in sheet, which we already took attendance for. Please use the chat feature if you're able to do so. This sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received two written comments so far on these rules. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please give them, please email them to us, and I think we'll be providing that email in the chat box. Now we will hear oral statements. I'm going to open the sign-in sheet. That we have I don't see those names, so I'm gonna go to the chat feature. Not sure if I just opened the wrong version, but I'm just gonna go to the chat window. save time since we're recording. Mira, you did not note that you wanted to testify. I just want to give you a chance in case you did want to testify. You didn't say either way.
My name's Myra, and no, I do not wish to testify.
Thank you, Myra. My apologies. And then I, hopefully I'll get this right. Angie?
Sorry.
Anderson?
Sorry, I just
need
30 minutes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well,
no.
Sorry about that.
Yes, I am here.
All right, we are ready to hear your testimony.
I'm a little bit unsure as to what exactly is it is that you're looking for?
So at public hearings, we like to hear, we collect public testimony about why the public is in favor or opposed to the rules that we are proposing. So this is just an opportunity, if you'd like to share additional comments. You said that you do wish to testify and you'd like the permanent rule. And if you want to provide additional comments, you're welcome to.
Thank you. I do not have additional comments separated per WEC. I really hope that remote online notarization will become permanent very soon. I am completely fully endorsed electronic notary, and I do have my remote online notarization, and I would like to be able to proceed in Washington State as quickly as possible on a permanent basis. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I also see, I'm gonna close my outline. I also see Dee McComb, you put your name in there, but you did not put additional information. Did you wish to testify?
No, I wound up, because of that situation with the chat feature not going to the individual, I put my name in and hit return and realized you can't hit return and make a column. So then I filled out another one with my information. But essentially, I'm with the Escrow Association of Washington, and we followed along and made several comments in the development of the changes, and we are in favor of getting these in place so that we can essentially establish a remote notary approved population out here to help out the world. So we're good.
Thank you so much, Dee. And Sean, I see your name here next, even though your comment comes further down that you'd wish to testify. But Sean Holland, if you wish to testify, please go ahead now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Holland. I'm speaking today for the Washington Land Title Association. We submitted written comments in support of the rules yesterday, basically saying that we support adopting them without any changes. These are very good rules, and the Washington Land Title Association strongly supports their adoption in their entirety. They have some critical components that will protect the security and integrity of the remote online notarization process and all those who use remote online notarization. Specifically, that's Section 300, the standards for identity proofing, Section 310, the standards for communication technology, and Section 330, the retention of audiovisual recordings and technologies. These are all essential components of any system that will be both workable and fully protect all who use the system and all those who rely on the documents that are created using the system. These standards have also, to a great extent, been in effect over the last year since the adoption of emergency rules last March and have proven their usefulness and effectiveness. And the system has worked very well and provided a great benefit to the people of the state of Washington trying to get documents signed under the health emergency that's been in effect for 11 months now. So just in closing, I would say that this will give the state the system that will make a vital technology useful and usable, will protect the public, and will be something just a great accomplishment. And I want to thank all the staff at the department that we've worked with over a very prolonged period of time for your willingness to hear our concerns and to take them into consideration. I think really appreciate your looking at what we had to say on the process, and we feel that this is a very good system, and I fully support it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sean. All right, Terry Robinson, I see your position on the rule, but I did not see whether or not you wish to testify.
I'm so sorry. I put in there that I support it, and then no, I don't wish to testify. Although since okay. Since I'm on, I'll just echo the last gentleman, fully support this technology and grateful and thankful for all the hard work that everyone's put into this vital technology as we're moving through this pandemic and moving forward in our digital age. So much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for everyone for your grace. As I interpret the comments here, I'm sorry if I get things wrong. All right. Okay. Won't be testifying. All right. I don't see that anyone else would like to testify, but at this time, I just go ahead and let anyone jump in if there's somebody on the call in the meeting that would like to testify at this time. All right, that concludes our public testimony and the public hearing. We are going to stop the recording now.